People don't realize sometimes they want something to be music in the Bible is not supposed to be something super entertaining. It's supposed to be profound. And too often we look for super entertaining, don't look for profound and deep. And the tears, if you look at the history of that song, written over that song and why it was written, are very profound. I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians. We've rushed through everything a little bit today, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to jump into the message pretty quick here. This morning's message will be continued tonight at 6 p.m. I wouldn't think I'd get through it, and tonight's message was related to this, so we'll tie it together. And I'll get through just a few points this morning of this lesson, but it's a very important one, and tonight we'll continue at 6 p.m. Hope you can come back for that. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now that you're there, we're going to start at the end of chapter 10 and read through chapter 11. Verse 15 is where I'll start, of chapter 10, verse 15, then I'll read through 11, verse 4. It says, "Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made already to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but he whom the Lord commendeth. Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly. Indeed, bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." This is again 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Let's go ahead and pray. We'll talk about back to simplicity. Father, thank you for every precious soul that's here. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, He leads and guides us into all truth, and we need that today. I pray the Holy Spirit would empower. I pray the Holy Spirit would convict. I pray the Holy Spirit would draw people to you. I pray that I would not speak and say what man says and do it with man's power, but thy Spirit would control, and he would speak to us powerfully. Lord, this is something our minds need fixed about. There's something that's the devil has reaped havoc with, and I pray that you would help us to just shine a huge light maybe where there's been darkness in our minds, and may thy Spirit speak in a powerful way, and I pray that you do a mighty work. We need you. Without you, we can do nothing, so I pray you do mighty works. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It says here in verse 3, Paul says, "I want to come to you, and I want to preach to you. I've done many things, and I can help you." And he says, but my biggest concern is I need to get to you and I need to preach to you because I fear that your minds are going to be corrupted and ruined. And he says, I'm afraid you're going to get your minds messed up and you're not going to be able to see the things of Christ right. Now, what does he say that's about? Are you going to be going into false religion? No, that's not what he talks about. Are your minds going to be based on worldliness? No. Are your minds going to get corrupted with pornography with evil things like that? No, that's not what he's mentioning in this particular passage. He's afraid their minds are going to get corrupted and be ruined, and they won't be able to follow Christ anymore because their minds will be corrupted from the simplicity in Christ. Verse 3, "But I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity in Christ." He says, somebody else might come and give you another gospel. He says, I might be rude in speech. I might not be a great speaker, Paul said, but I'm not rude in knowledge. I know what you need. You need the simplicity that is in Christ. You need to get back to simplicity. It's strange. It says the devil corrupted Eve, the devil ruined all mankind. You look at this world and all the problems, every act of terrorism, every murder, every rape, every broken heart, every divorce, every child who's abused, everything that ever happened, happened because of one moment when one person named Eve was corrupted by Satan. And it says the way she was corrupted was she was removed from simplicity into complications. We live in a very complicated society. We live in a complicated life. And the devil is good at making things that are very simple, very complicated. The way the devil messes you up is he gets you from simple things and makes them very complicated. And the other thing he does, he makes things that are very complicated and going to be very troublesome and makes them look very simple. Okay, here's what he did. He went to Eve and he said, now, here's what God said. There's one tree. Let's pretend like the speaker is the tree. This tree, God says, you can eat of any tree in the entire garden. There's trees everywhere. Eat, enjoy. We've got, you're in paradise. Everything's perfect. Nothing can kill you. There's an unlimited amount of food. You can eat any tree you want, but you may not eat of this tree. This is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of that tree, you will die. They had one commandment in the whole world. One. And that commandment wasn't complicated. It wasn't an algebra problem. It wasn't some super complicated geometry thing. It wasn't some subject-noun agreement in a very complicated sentence. It wasn't diagramming sentence. It wasn't rocket science. It was, that is a tree. It has fruit. Don't eat that fruit. That's it. That was all they had to do. Doesn't seem like we'd be able to do that. It's not like there wasn't any other food. There was lots of other food. He just said, that tree, I'm going to give you free will. Man will have an opportunity to choose. I will not make you robots. I will not put you in a cage. You will have a choice. Now, the choice is easy. Everything in paradise you can have. It's awesome here. You won't die. Everything's wonderful. Everything's perfect. You live in paradise. Just, I have to put free will with man. Don't eat that one tree. Okay, that's easy. The devil comes to her and speaks to her, and he says, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? That's how he phrased it. What the devil said, he says, did God say you can't eat of every single tree? It's a strange way to put it. It's backward. God literally said you can eat of all the trees, but you can't eat the one. The devil says, did God say you can't eat of all the trees? That's a little more complicated now. So you get some slivers in her fingers and starts looking around and thinking. And she says, no, God said, you shall not eat of it nor touch it, lest she die. God didn't say anything about touching it. She added things to what God said and made it more complicated. And the devil says, no, God didn't tell you the truth. He just told you not to touch of it because he knows the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be able to know good and evil and you'll be as gods. Now, there's three more factors in there. What's the commandment? Don't eat that tree. Now you're going to be a god. You're going to know good and evil. You're not going to die. You can't even eat of all the trees. Now it's complicated. And Paul says to the Corinthians, says, I'm very scared that you're going to be removed from that simplicity in Christ as he says here, as Eve was removed from the simplicity and corrupted, you'll be corrupted from simplicity in Christ. When someone gets away from the Lord, I already know what their mind is doing. Of so many years and so many times of talking to people, when I'm under great temptation from Satan, and you may not even know you do this, you might even know you're here because this might have been so long a part of you, is you begin to get very confused and everything to do for God seems very complicated. I can't explain to you how it happens, but someone gets away from God and I'll say, man, we miss you. Why don't you come back to church? Oh, I want to, but it's so complicated right now. I mean, if I come back to church, I mean, I got this going on and this. No. When you go to church, what you do is you get in your car, you drive and you park, or you walk here, and you walk that door right there. It's called Open Door Baptist. You pull the door open, and you walk in there, and you sit down. It's really not complicated. But somehow the devil does make you think it is. If I do that, then I'm going to have to do this. I got so many things going on. No, no. God says go to church. And there's simple things. And here's the crazy thing. When you go into sin, your life gets super complicated. Now you've messed up your finances, your family got messed up, your health might have got messed up, and this is all so tangled, and you've got a big old cord that you got to plug in, and it's a big wad of life. And you're saying, I don't even know what to do now. I've got this problem, and this problem, and this problem, and this problem. Sin complicates things. You know how complicated families are now because of sin? There used to be this thing called a family where there's a mom and a dad and kids, and it was kind of cool. They just got together and stuff. And nowadays, it's a mess. I'll be dealing with it today. We're helping out a messed up family and just complications of it, and mom and dad and protection order. I deal with this stuff all the time. It is so complicated. But when you go into sin, the devil says, it's easy. Just go out and you'll just commit adultery. It'll be simple. It'll be fun. You'll just have a fun time. Go out and, you know, go out and do your drugs. It'll be fun. You'll just have a fun time. No, you go out and do drugs and your life becomes very complicated and messed up. With drug addicts, I love them. We work with them and we have great success. And I sit down with them and they say, man, I have messed this up. And my family won't let me call them. And I got to deal with this. And I lost my job. And now I have this problem and this. And I've got probation. I got to figure this out. And we will sit down with them and try to untangle the knots. But let me tell you, the devil makes it look simple to go into sin, but it gets very complicated. And it's very simple to obey God, but the devil makes it look very complicated to do it simple. Pray and you think you should go pray. Oh, I would, but I've just got. You talk to God. It's not complicated. Whatever, the devil removes us from the simple things. God knows humans and he knows we need simple things. Life is very complicated without making it more complicated. Life, how many of us long for the simple life? We'd like to live in a day. How would you like to live in a day where you just grew what you ate and you went out and that was life? Pretty simple. You don't have to worry about anything. And we long for simplicity because our lives are getting so complicated. Technology, and I'm not against technology. It's fine. But technology, I always love how everybody, and I shouldn't get started because I'll get everybody hating me and I'll get mad. But everybody says, but my technology saves me so much time. Oh, good. So now that you got all the technology, you have lots of time now, right? It's an amazing thing. The busiest, most people who don't have time for God are the people who have the most technology that's saving them time. Yeah, I know email saves you time, except for then you click on this and you click on this. Ooh, that's a cool video. Click, 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 click. Oh, look at that. A whale's vein. Click, click, click. Ooh, that guy fell on his head. Click, click, click. Oh, I'm going to Facebook that person. Oh, that's a cute post. I'm going to put my post up. Look, today I went and took 36 strokes to comb my hair. Da, 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 da. And pretty soon your day's half gone. Wasting your time. And you have to spend a lot of time because then your technology doesn't work. Your simplicity. I'm not against technology. I'm saying we have gotten so complicated. And life's gotten so complicated. Life has gotten so, the devil has made our society so complicated. We try to live pretty simple in our home and our family and everything. And it is amazing how many people are drawn to the simplicity of the way we live. we have electricity and we have computers and we have, it's just not our life. We're just as likely to be out in the yard, you know, whatever, fixing the chicken coop as we are trying to update our Facebook and trying to figure out all the complications of life. You know, you pay your bills, you go and you live and you do what you got to do and you get up in the morning, you serve God and you just live a simple life and you find out it's a lot better. People's minds are always spinning when they're away from God. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. It's so complicated. I don't know. What the devil does, he makes your life and doing right seem so complicated and so difficult. You throw your hands up and says, it's just too hard. I can't. He can. I know it looks right now, and I've been there, and I've talked to so many people. And I said, listen, it's not as hard as you think. Just come to church, read your Bible, pray, love God. You will just do those things. But if I just don't know. It's so complicated. No. The devil is literally messing with your mind. It's not hard. Come back to God. Serve the Lord. It's not that hard. How many people realize later on in life that simple is better? Simple is better. I'll get that a little bit tonight. A few points. I just want to do a few areas that are supposed to be simple and we make complicated. Number one, there's a simple, blessed life of just believing His Word. Listen, this is the Word of God. Amen? I believe it's the Word of God. I love the Word of God. This is my favorite thing. I've read it every day of my life for 3 decades almost. I love the Word of God. I have tested this thing. I didn't know a thing about it when I became a Christian. I didn't know one Bible verse when I was a teenager. I got saved and I immersed my life in this book. Went to Bible college. I studied every day. I still studied every day. I was up late last night studying it. This book is the Word of God and it's amazing. And I found everything in this book is true and comes true. You put your faith in it, you live by what it says, it is amazing. See, people think it's simplistic. And maybe it is in some ways. Now, it's very deep. But the truths are pretty simple. My family, not Christians, laughed at me, mocked me, and said, oh man, come on, that stuff's ridiculous. That stuff's this and that. And now I'm pushing, middle of my life. They're all divorced. Drug addicts, messed up, lives are complicated. There is joint owners of things, then they hate each other and can't spend time together. Their kids are on drugs. I have this simple life, trust in a simple book. Been happily married for 20, coming up on 23 years. My kids have never seen us have an argument. Got wonderful kids who love me. You know why? Because the Bible works. And we just kind of keep it simple and just do what God says and say, if God says it, I believe it. We'll do it. Well, no, if you do what God says, what'll happen? Listen, the devil threatens you with complications and worries and what's going to happen. Listen, when you obey, you just find out. You just trust God and believe His book and it works out real well in the end. The Bible works. A simple faith in His Word. If God says it, we believe it. John 17:17, sanctify them through Thy Word. Thy Word is truth. The Bible said, let me read to Psalm 19. I'm going to read you some verses here. Just a simple trust in the Word of God. You know, churches nowadays have gotten away from the Bible. They've got secular ideas about how to do everything. I want to say, we're not getting away from the Bible. We're getting more into the Bible. We do everything that's wrong is because we don't trust God enough and follow what the Bible says. We're not going to trust all the newest, fangled, cutest little things that churches come up with and all the new ideas and all the complicated ways and make the church a social club. We're not doing that. We're going to have you have church. And church is going to preach the Bible. And we're going to love people. And we're going to stand in the Word of God. And we're just going to do what's simple and say, thus saith the Lord, and get back to the book. Get back to the Bible. We love the Word of God. Look what the Bible does for us. Just a simple faith. Simply believing the Word of God. It's so simple. Psalm 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, by God's word, is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Oh, the Bible's so wonderful, and it's just following the Bible and believing what God says and trusting that you don't need anything except for to follow what God says, and it works. Psalm 119 and verse 151 says, Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. And I say, quit worrying. Quit adding to the Bible and making exceptions and quit sitting there saying, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Can I tell you? Do what God says in His Word and trust Him. Be simple. Back to simply saying, God said, don't eat that tree. I don't care what you say, devil. I'm not going to eat of that tree. It didn't work out for Eve. She died. Her son murdered her other son, which never would have happened. Life got very complicated on earth, where she was in a very simple life of tending the perfect garden where she'd never die, with animals who were there for their joy and would never attack them at all. And everything was there for their happiness. And they made it complicated because they didn't just simply do what God said. Don't eat that fruit. No matter what the devil tells you, if you obey God, it's going to go this way and this is going to happen to you. No matter how much the devil threatens you with life, it's going to be worse if you obey God. Trust God, live by the word, and you'll find out that the simple obedience to God's word works. It just works. Number two, about simplicity, where the devil corrupts us, I want to say there's a great blessing to simply trusting the Lord. Simply trusting the Lord. We're in Psalms, and these are some familiar passages, but let me take you to Psalm 23. If you're in Psalm, if you're not there, I'm reading it out loud. So simply trusting God. Simply trusting God. It sounds simple, and it is simple. Psalm 23, look at the simplicity and the trust here. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I may be in a valley of the shadow of death, but I'm trusting the Lord. I'm fine. I'm not worried. You know, there's a simple childlike faith. When my kids are with me, they aren't worried about what's going on all around me. They're not worried about who's coming and what's happening. They're not worried when we're driving down the road about... They're just trusting. I don't know if they should. But they just trust. If dad's driving, it's going to be fine. If dad's with us, it'll be fine. Now, I'm watching. When I have my kids with me, I'm paying a lot. You know, listen, I spent 7 years in the South Side of Chicago. I watch. Nobody comes up behind me ever. I pay attention. I'm looking around. If I see weird people coming, I'm watching for them. You know, God says, let me, you know what? Just rest in me. Doesn't matter if you're in a scary place in life. Trust in me. You'll be fine. Oh, there's a lot of verses on this. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I'm just trusting God. I'm relaxed. I'm happy. I'm good. I'm trusting God, he says. I'm not worried about it. A simple trust in God's ability to take care of you. What about this? What about the economy? What about the world governments? What about terrorism? What about the finances? What about my job? Stop. Plan? Fine. Nothing wrong with planning. The Bible talks about it. But you know what you do? You say, you know what? I'm in the hands of God. I'm serving the Lord. Lord, you're my shepherd. It's no big deal. Watch the little worry, no matter how crazy the world gets. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Listen, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. That's pretty scary. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. We're not going to worry. Can you imagine? We feel a great shaking and we look and there's Mount Rainier moving west. There goes Olympia. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, it splat. And you know what the Bible says? Huh. Cool. God must have ordered that. I'm in God's hands. I'm fine. I'm trusting God. God could make that mountain not move or move. If I die, I know I'm going to heaven. I'm at peace. Why? You trust the Lord. Just a simple childlike trust. Just a simple, I know who's taking care of me. I know who my shepherd is. I know. Psalm 91, though 10,000 fall at thy right hand, it shall not come nigh unto thee. You're just relaxed. Paul was in the middle of a storm and they'd thrown everything out of the ship and the ship was falling to pieces. And Paul stood up and said, an angel came to me last night and told me that everything's going to be okay. And he said, wherefore, sirs, Acts 27:25, I believe God. That it'll be told, come just as he told me. So go ahead and eat. Relax. God told me. He's in charge here. Storm's still raging. Wave still going, but you trust God. A simple trust in the Lord with your life. Quit being as worried as the rest of our society. There's always something to worry about. And it's not going to change if we get a different political leader in. It's not going to change if we get, if all of a sudden you get a better job. Listen, there's always something to worry about if you want to worry. But there's always a secure God if you want to trust Him. God is able to protect you. Listen, if you had the 10 Navy SEALs around you, you'd say, I'm not worried about anything, man. You got better than that. The Lord is my strength. Whom shall I fear? The Lord's the strength of my life. You're in God's hands. This is this thing called resting in Him. This great blessing of trusting the Lord is called faith. Faith doesn't worry. Faith and worry exclude one another. It's not possible to have both. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you have to worry about. You might have something I have no idea about. Might be big and heavy, and I might have things to worry about that just like you. I'm just telling you, get back to simply trusting God. Quit overestimating your troubles and start seeing God as He really is. You'll be just fine. You're going to be just fine if you'll trust God. Make Him the strength of your life. Let me say there's a blessing of simply returning to the Lord. I'm going to read out of Malachi. Again, we have several more simple things. The blessing of a simple returning to the Lord. The devil's lied to you on this, and I want to just comfort you with this. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Listen to what God says here. This is Malachi 3, 7. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white like wool. The devil has lied to some of you and told you, if you come back to God, all this stuff's going to happen and this isn't going to work out and you're going to lose this. And this. Stop. You have a loving God with open arms who, when the prodigal son came back, he ran to him with his arms open. But I've done this and I failed God in this and I messed up this and I messed up this. And listen, you're looking at a guy who deals with messed up lives for a long time. I understand all the things the devil gets you into, and I know how he buries us and says, I can't ever get out of this hole. And I can tell you, before you return to God, I can usually not tell you how to get out of the hole. Did you hear that? Okay? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of lives of everything from gang members and murdered people to people in every kind of situation in life I've dealt with, and I usually do not know how the mess they got into with sin is going to become unraveled, but I do know when they return to the Lord has a way of unraveling it. But the miracle of unraveling doesn't happen until they return to God. You've got to go to God and say, Lord, I messed up. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm coming back to you. And God is standing there with open arms. Well, you wouldn't say that if you knew what I did. God's been doing this to murderers and all kinds of cretins throughout history. God is not, His mercy is higher than the heavens. He knew every sin of every human and died for them anyway. He says, I'm waiting here. I want you to return to me. If you return to me, I'll return to you. You come, draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. I want to say this. But what about, stop, what about? It's simple. God wants you back. Come back. He'll take you. But if I didn't, stop. Don't make it complicated. You have a God who wants you back. He loves you. And if you'll return to him, he'll return to you. He'll wash your sins as white as snow. Everything, the filthiness, whatever you've done, he'll wash it. Though they be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow, like walking out in the foot of snow in the middle of the middle of the wilderness, in that beautiful, bright white. You will be that clean if you return to God, if you've been away from him. It's very simple. No, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. God wants you back, and if you return, he'll return to you. He will accept you. He will wash you from all unrighteousness. No, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. The devil's lying to you. The devil's lying to you. Don't eat the tree. This is so hard. What am I going to do? God be gods and no good and evil and all this. What am I going to do? No, don't eat the tree, Eve. It's simple. You want to return to God? You've got a loving, merciful God who gave his son for you. It's very simple. If you're messed up, you fell away, God loves you. And if you return to him, he'll return to you. It's very simple. Don't let the devil make it more complicated than that. Now, there's some problems to work out. He'll work those out. You just got to return. You keep it simple, and he'll fix everything. But you got to keep it simple. I want to say, last of all, the blessing of a simple salvation. We've seen God as, and I tonight we'll get into a bunch more things. He says, become like children. He says, be simple. God says, listen, I want you to just keep it simple. In so many things, he also did that in getting to heaven. The devil makes getting to heaven very complicated. You got to keep the commandments, got to be baptized, got to go to church, got to be religious, got to do these things, got to do that thing. No, God doesn't do that. Here's what God said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. One thing, believe. Acts 16:30. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. There's that again, believe. See, God wants everybody in heaven. The Lord doesn't make it complicated. If my kids were not near me and I wanted my kids to get to me, I'm going to give them real clear directions. I'm not going to make it complicated. God loves us, and he made getting to heaven real simple. We're sinners. We need a Savior. Jesus died on the cross, was buried, rose again 3 days later, came back to life to prove he's God's Son, and died for your sins and my sins. And you got to say, Lord, I need Jesus to save me. I believe on him as my Savior. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I have to do something. The Bible doesn't say that. It's a different voice. You want to guess whose voice that is? That always makes things that God makes simple, complicated? Salvation's simple in the Bible. How many voice verse you want me to quote? John 3:36, he that believeth in the Son hath everlasting life. John 5:24, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, I think you have to do something. That's what you think. And you heard that voice from somewhere. But that's not what the Bible says. God makes it really easy. You're a sinner. You need a Savior. You want a Savior? He'll save you. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Don't you have to be baptized? Not in the Bible. Even the cross wasn't baptized. It's not complicated. The devil makes salvation complicated. And Paul in 2 Corinthians 13 says, I believe they're going to bring a different gospel that removes you from the simplicity in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God loved you so much, he gave Jesus. He died for you. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Simple. Do you know today, that quickly, you can be saved? You can't be saved by being good. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy hath he saved us. Titus 3:5. So the devil's made salvation complicated. You need Jesus Christ as your way to heaven. You got to trust him, realizing you can't save yourself. Lord, I believe Jesus died for me, rose again. That's my way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You ask him to save you. He says, I'll save you. Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. It's not complicated. You don't get to heaven by going to church. you don't get to heaven because you're so good. Nobody's good enough. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's one way to heaven. Jesus Christ died and rose again. You trust him as Savior. You realize with your sin, you need him. It's simple. But the devil makes it complicated. And somehow he gets even religions and churches and people to say, no, there's a lot more to it than that. God didn't say there was. He kept it simple. That's man's religion, not God's word. God says, believe in me. I'll give you eternal life. I'm trying to save you. I want to save you. I love you. Can you just get back in your life to some simple things? Many times when somebody has a family problem, they want counseling, the solution is very simple. You're not spending enough time together. Well, it's not that simple. Yeah, it is. Or like when my great counselor, I say, you're being mean. Be nice. That's your problem. Your marriage problem is you're being mean and you're being mean back. Well, that's it? We could have said that. Yeah, it was real simple. You be mean and you have a bad marriage. You want pictures? Most of the time, life's pretty simple. We just make the solutions. People want the 16-step counseling. No, quit being mean. Don't hit him with a frying pan, okay? It's not that hard. Listen, most of your problems are not because it's so complicated. It's because you got away from the simple thing you knew to do. Just go ahead, get back to simply trusting Christ as Savior. Simply returning to God if you've been away. Simply believe in his word. Simply just having faith that he can take care of you and not living in worry. Just simple trust. Simple things. I fear lest as Satan beguiled Eve and corrupted her from the simplicity in Christ, so your minds would be removed from the simplicity. Let's get back to simple. 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 It's not that hard. God tells you. Let's pray. Father, I pray today that we would do these simple things, Lord. Those that aren't saved would trust Christ. Those that have been saved but have been away from you, have wandered in sin, that they would come return to you. Those that are in worry and not trust in you would trust you as a child. Maybe those that haven't just been trusting what your book says would just realize there's a simplicity. I pray today, Father, you would help us. I pray we'd be simple. Get back to simple things. Get back to what we know we should be doing. Get back to God loves us, and we don't need to be more complicated than that. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray we'd understand this part of these steps of simplicity and follow them. Lord, especially in salvation. Please, Lord, help the light to be turned on and the darkness go away from our backward, complicated thinking of life. In Jesus' name, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. How about you?